the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at Lesson 134, The Value of the Mass Offerings. We have, again, two images. And the first image is, we have a pontifical high mass, and the caption reads, "The most impressive of all solemn masses is the high mass of the Pope. The Holy Father says mass facing the people. The Pope is the only one that can say mass at the high altars of the four basilicas in Rome, St. Peter's, St. Paul's, St. John's, the Lateran Church, and St. Mary Major." Second image, we have a picture of the sisters making host, and looks like people bringing flour for the host making. And the caption reads, "The host consecrated at Mass, taken by the priest and people, are made of pure, unleavened wheat flour, mixed with water and baked. They are prepared by chosen persons, usually religious." Okay, the first question for Lesson 134, Value of the Mass and Offerings, is, what is the value of a Mass? A Mass has infinite value because it is the renewal of the sacrifice of the cross. The value of a gift is proportionate to the dignity of the giver and the cost of the gift. The Mass, the only worthy gift for God, is offered by Christ, the Son of God. It cost him his very life. Therefore, to hear or say Mass is a good work of greater excellence than any other. By other good works, we offer to God gifts that are human. In the Mass, we offer him gifts that are divine, his only begotten Son. There is no more holy and divine act that can be performed on earth than the sacrifice of the Mass. The efficacy of the Holy Mass does not depend on the worthiness or unworthiness of the priest. He is only the minister of Christ, who is both priest and victim. The virtue of the Mass is of itself quite apart from the worthiness of the priest. For this reason, we do not lose the merits of Mass if it is offered for us by a priest who is not worthy. Since Mass has its intrinsic value, in a similar way, a diamond is a diamond, even if the jeweler selling it be a bad man. However, as a good work, the graces and favors are limited, partly by the will of God, and partly by the dispositions of those to whom the fruits are applied. Therefore, the more devotion we have at Mass, the greater will be the profit we derive. Two young men went to visit Rome. Their schedule limited their stay there to one day. The first young man, upon arrival, immediately visited all the famous portions of the city, finally ending with a visit to the Holy Father and the Vatican. The second young man, being fatigued by the journey, lay down to rest. He fell asleep and awoke only when it was too dark to go anywhere. Both went to the same city, but one did not profit from his journey. Why is an offering made to the priest who says Mass? An offering is made to the priest who says Mass to provide for the things necessary for the sacrifice and to assist in the support of the priest. In the early years of the Church, the faithful wishing to participate more fully in the oblation made offerings of bread and wine for the consecration. Today, it is more convenient to make a money offering. The money is most certainly not the price of the Mass, as the bread and wine were not. Many Catholics have the laudable custom of leaving a certain amount of property or money in their wills in order to have Masses offered for them after their death. A Requiem Mass is said in black vestments and with special prayers for the dead. Mass is said for the dead for 30 consecutive days, are called Gregorian Masses. What materials are used for consecration at Mass? Bread and wine are used for consecration at Mass. A few drops of water are mixed with the wine. The bread for consecration is made from pure wheat flour, mixed with water and baked. No other flour, such as rice, corn, etc., may be used. Otherwise, there is no consecration. So it's too bad for the lactose intolerant. Great care, therefore, should be taken that the flour is the proper kind. The wine for consecration must be the pure juice of grapes fermented. No other wine is valid, and if used, no transubstantiation will take place. A little water is mixed with the wine when used for consecration, because this was done by Christ. The water and the wine also commemorate the water and blood that has flowed from the wound on the side of our Lord. When is Mass offered? Mass is offered every day of the year except Good Friday. In the first centuries, bishops and priests celebrated Mass together, so that one Mass was said by several. Our present Mass of ordination, when priests are ordained, is similar to those early Masses. Ordinarily, a priest is permitted to say Mass only once a day. On Christmas and All Souls' Day, however, he may say three Masses. On Sundays and holy days of obligation, a priest with the proper permission may say two Masses when the needs of the people so require. Today, Mass is said in the morning. It may not be begun later than 1 hour after midday. There are, however, exceptions in certain cases to these regulations. In the early days of Christianity, Mass was said in the evening after the example of the Last Supper, when the Mass was instituted. During World War II, Masses were permitted also in the afternoons in order to facilitate the attendance of men in service and of all kinds of war workers. Any questions or comments?
I have a question. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but for those who do have a gluten intolerance, I know that there's no substitution, but what should they do in that case?
We did have a lady here who had a gluten intolerance, but I just gave her a very small fraction of the host. Okay. And if worse came to worse, in many of the Oriental rites, they have a special spoon for giving the precious blood, so they could have a sip of the precious blood. But you don't have to receive a whole host. You can take just a tiny fraction, and you are still receiving the true body and blood of Christ. And it's not the size of the host that matters. So even the tiniest fragment. I don't know that anybody is really that intolerant, but obviously we can't have hosts made from rice or some other non-glutinous flour.
What you don't want are people that are too fearful to just avoid. They should just talk to the priest and find out their options.
You know, I'm pretty sure that just about anybody could take a small particle with very minimal discomfort. And the one thing that appeared interesting to me was in the caption there of the papal mass said facing the people. I was not aware of that. No other questions, comments?
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Recently I was in a conversation where it came up about the amount of money you give as an offering to have a mass said. And someone in the conversation said they thought they heard along the way that if you give more money for a mass, there's more benefit to it. Is that correct?
Okay. There's no greater benefit to the mass because the mass is of infinite value. The benefit mm-hmm. we gain is commensurate with our devotion and our sacrifice. So if I give a greater offering for the mass, I am making a greater sacrifice. And therefore, because I'm making a greater sacrifice, the merits that I receive would be proportional to the amount of my sacrifice, if you will, or limited by the amount of my sacrifice. And actually, we tend to get very materialistic and we want to measure out precisely, and you really can't measure out these things precisely mathematically because they're spiritual things that can't truly be measured. The poor person who can only afford to give $5 for mass but does so at a great sacrifice to himself, much like the widow who gave her mite, her sacrifice was much greater than those who gave large sums. So it's not really easy to put an amount on it, but what you were asking the priest when we offer that stipend is we're trying to support that priest for that day. And the idea is the priest says mass, he lives from the altar, and the stipend that he receives for that mass should feed, clothe, shelter, take care of all of his utilities, his transportation, whatever needs he for that day, that should be sufficient for him to live on for that day. That's what we should try to consider, because we're not buying a mass. We are just making it possible for the priest to give his time to offer that mass for us and for God. And to do so, he is unable to go and labor at some other task in order to earn his daily bread. And so he has to live from the altar. And so the mass stipend is there to provide for that priest.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make any sense? Okay. In these days, mass. Okay. I guess the newer book same as the wording, in these days mass is practically all hours of the day in order to facilitate attendance and receiving of Holy Communion. Okay, I can see that. We very often, because of the traveling, I have evening masses on a regular basis in different places, and I think it is on one hand necessitated by the circumstances we find ourselves in. But I think even before this crisis we find ourselves in, it was necessary to have Mass during the different hours. And I guess it was in one of the Psalms, the offering, the eternal offering will continue from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. And I actually have seen charts where they plotted out that no matter what time of the day you want to assist spiritually at a mass, there's a mass going on somewhere in the world. I don't know if we can believe that today, but at the height of the Catholic Church, I believe that, yes, you could assist at mass, at least spiritually, at any time of the day, because mass was always going on somewhere, in some place, at some time. Okay. Any other questions, comments? And we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et mania semper. Amen.